You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Tanya Pinkins. I'm walking in Amador Park in Panama City. You're listening to the birds and the cars. And also you're listening to You Can't Say That on the Broadway Podcast Network. It is March 25th, 2022. We are 3 years, no, 22 years into the global pandemic. And I have to say, it's been very good to me. I've been very creative, and not having to participate as fully in civilization has allowed me to decolonize my mind. And also to see how all of us on the planet, have colonized minds. So I wanted to share an excerpt of my book, Red Pill Unmasked, which is available as Kindle, as paperback, and as an audiobook, and tell you about how decolonizing my mind has allowed me to live a better life. And that doesn't mean I don't have pain or feel hard things, but it allows me to be clear about what's mine and what's not mine. So enjoy this excerpt of Red Pill Unmasked and watch the movie. It's available on most platforms. And play the game and find out if you could survive in a red pill world. I'm Tanya Pinkins and you're listening to You Can't Say That.
Chapter 1. Finish Something. A wonderfully creative friend of mine, Alexis Kelly, attended Cal Arts. Alexis told me that the then dean of the school, some young wunderkind, told her at the admissions meeting that he and his genius friends got together once a month to come up with the next million-dollar idea. He told her he had a box full of them. He asked her if she wanted to see them. She was very confused by this and just sat there silently, after which he said, "Anyone can come up with a $1 million idea. It's more important to finish one idea." Finish one idea. I have half a dozen unfinished scripts, books, essays, and hundreds of ideas zipping around in my head at any moment. How to pick one and commit to finishing it? Going back to 2015, I was clear that 45 would win the presidential election for reasons beyond all the energy coming his way. One, his opponent Hillary Clinton had failed to beat a black man, Barack Obama. So there was no way she was going to beat a white man. Two, women are more hated in America than even blacks or Native Americans. Three, he was telling the same story that Bernie Sanders had been telling. Of course, 45 had some extra ugliness mixed in. When Bernie dropped out, his followers would flow to 45. When I expressed this to the liberals I knew in New York, they would wrinkle their noses like I'd brought in some bad fish. They would roll their eyes and walk away, shake their heads and wag their fingers with that, "and I thought you were smart," disappointed glare. They treated me with contempt. Their contempt terrified me. I gained 10 pounds from stuffing down my fear of the New York liberals' arrogant ignorance. It was a rough year surrounded by so much delusion. The night of the 2016 election, I went to sleep early. I was working on the CBS series Madam Secretary the next day. The attitude of the cast was akin to a day of mourning and assassination. However, the IATSE crew was celebrating and giving out fresh donuts to everyone. I went to a few of the meetings about, what are we going to do? But I felt contempt for all the sorrow and whining about, how did this happen? How did it happen? It happened because of America's deeply entrenched racism, cognitive dissonance, arrogant ignorance, and performative activism. I stopped going to the meetings because I realized that most of us liberals are pathetic and hopeless. Why? Too much wishful thinking and a refusal to stare at and speak to bald-faced reality. And as Byron Katie says, you can argue with reality and you will lose, but only 100% of the time. As the 2020 election rolled around, it just got worse. I knew there was no point in saying what I thought to anyone because no one had gotten any wiser. I knew how this was going to turn out. But it wasn't until I was sitting with my friend Kim Sykes at her country house that the idea for Red Pill was born. It was a Sunday in July 2019. This was the second weekend in a row where there had been two mass shootings at outdoor events. I followed these events and rummaged through the details with granularity. I had spent a lot of time over the past 6 years diving into the muck and mire of the manosphere. I calculated that with the number of guns and ammunition in the hands of civilians in the United States, based upon the number of injured or killed at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, that there were enough arms in the hands of civilians in America to kill every American in a matter of minutes. It was with this knowledge that I said to Kim, who believed the shooting was simply the work of random crazies, "No, you're wrong. What if these shooters have a leader who has a vision for a 1,000-year reign?" Yeah, I was thinking of Hitler. Kim dismissed my idea as foolishness, but it stuck with me. I began ruminating about telling a story of how I believed the 2020 election and its aftermath would turn out. A story that people would tell me was far-fetched. So what? Australian sculptor Egon Vayner said, the only appropriate response to abuse is creativity. Gaslighting, even born of ignorance and stupidity, is abuse. So I wrote the script for Red Pill. I've read a lot of books on filmmaking. I was reading books on editing, Cutting Rhythm by Karen Perlman and Cut by Cut by Gail Chandler. They really sparked my imagination. Between these two books, I began to conjure images that would become the film. The idea of cutting to images sent me to the memories of attending Bob McKee's story structure in the late 1980s. I'd done the Robert McKee weekend with my second husband. McKee is a master storyteller, and his teaching is what he preaches. McKee believes that all great stories are built on an image system. Republicans and Democrats have two image systems embedded in them. Color, red and blue. So I started imagining, how could I tell the story of the battle between the red and the blue without ever saying a word? Thanks for listening to You Can't Say That, the show where you can. I'm Tanya Pinkins, and You Can't Say That is part of the Broadway Podcast Network, produced by Dori Berenstein and Alan Seals, with music by Kat Dale. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast highly wherever you stream. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Tanya Pinkins. And to learn more, visit bpn.fm/YCST. Stay safe. This is Tanya Pinkins.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFFs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFFs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFFs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.